There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
David Sugarman here from HoosierHuddle.com, talking to former Indiana Hoosier and current offensive lineman on the Green Bay Packers, Jason Spriggs. Packers, of course, getting ready for a chance to go to the Super Bowl and take on Atlanta Sunday at 3:05 on Fox in the NFC Championship game. Jason, appreciate you taking the time today. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And so, first things first, I don't know if you've gotten used to it now that, you know, you've gone through a whole season playing with them, but can you describe what it's like playing for Aaron Rodgers? I understand playing for Nate Sudfeld was pretty good, but can you talk about what it's like, especially as a rookie, playing with a guy who's, you know, Hall of Fame caliber?
Yeah, well, I mean, first and foremost, anytime you get the chance to play with somebody with as much expertise in the game and as much knowledge of the game as Aaron, it's always, you know, something amazing. There's a lot to get to take out, a lot to get to learn. And you know, on the second note, you're playing with a guy of, you know, this high of a talent level, and you get to see, it's exciting to see the plays he's making, it's exciting to be able to block for him. And, you know, it's really just, it's an amazing opportunity to be able to be on the same team.
You know, and we hear so much about how it hurts the defense or how it helps the receiver when the way he keeps playing alive. But how does that affect your mentality, knowing when he's back there in the pocket, he could buy an extra 5, 6, 7, 8 seconds on any given play? How does that affect your mentality when you're protecting him?
Well, I mean, it puts us in a you know, kind of a block for infinity. You know, the standpoint, it's what we have to do just because, you know, his ability to extend plays and get out of the pocket and get on the move, it just, you know, before the fact even happens, you know, we know that we have to block forever, and that's something that we go into the game with. So we know that's what we like to do, and like you said, it works. So, you know, yeah, we go into it with the block for infinity kind of mindset.
Can you talk about the difference in culture, not just going from college to pro, but also going from, you know, Indiana, which was a place that was trying to build a culture of winning, and now as a rookie you step into a place where year in and year out the expectations are really, really high?
Well, I mean, first off, I think expectation-wise, you know, even at IU, you know, especially with Coach Wilson and that coaching staff and the guys I played with, the expectations were always high.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job of getting the train on the tracks with getting the program in the right direction. And I think a lot of that's due to Coach Wilson and his coaching. And, you know, he's a great coach. And I think that's, you know, it trickled down from him, is getting us on the right track. So, first and foremost, you know, I definitely want to say that it's not necessarily that there wasn't the expectation there. We just fell short in some categories, and that's definitely not what you want to see. But yeah, coming here, the expectation is so high. However, you have guys on the team that have done it and you know what it feels like. So it's just different in a way that, you know how it's supposed to be, you know where you're supposed to be, and you just have to be there.
Right, and I think, and that's what I was alluding to more, is, you know, that guys had a little bit more experience getting to that spot, whether, you know, in terms of guys trying to get to that place for the first time. And now you have a lot of guys, including yourself, and a guy you're playing this weekend, who are really doing well at the next level. You look at Tevin Coleman, Jordan Howard, and different guys like that. How do you think that's going to help IU from a recruiting standpoint when you can point to the NFL and on several different teams and really, you know, several nice success stories?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always going to help having guys in the league and having guys doing well at the next level. We'll see what happens, you know what I mean? It's hopefully that helps, and hopefully we can help out the school. Once again, those are the three guys that, or two guys that I played with, under Coach Wilson, and, you know, all the guys that you're seeing, that's always the Coach Wilson guys, so, it's just, you know, it goes back to when you're talking about standards, you know, it showed the standards that Coach Wilson put for us and the level of play that we were trying to achieve and that he helped us achieve.
And have you kept in touch with, whether it be Coach Wilson or a lot of guys from the program or any of the guys that you played with that are in the league now?
Yeah, I mean, I still keep in touch with Tevin. I still keep in touch with Nate. I talked to Coach Wilson a couple of times here and there throughout the season. I try to keep in touch with a lot of guys, and especially Chris Fry and some of the O-line guys.
Any trash talk going on between you and Tevin this week?
No, man. You got to keep it somewhat friendly before the game.
And I guess, you know, going back to the game you're playing this Sunday, I know it's a moment that, you know, a lot of people, you know, dream about, and you're one win away from getting there. How do you, I guess, stay focused and grounded and, you know, and not look ahead to the big prize, so to speak?
You know, I think it's pretty simply put that when you start looking ahead, you get ahead of yourself and you get through it. But regardless of the fact, you have to win this game to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. So you got to win this one regardless. And I think that's kind of what helps you keep you grounded and keep you focused on this game, because, you know, regardless of the fact, if you lose this game, you're done. And so you have to, you have to focus on this game. You have to win this game. So really all the focus is on this game. When you get to the next one, it takes care of itself.
So maybe following your footsteps after this year is going to be Dan Feeney. He's projected as a first or second round pick somewhere in that range. Having now gone through almost the full season, maybe a couple more weeks here, what would be your advice to Dan as he starts to go through this process and the combine and the draft and everything that comes along with that?
You know, it's different. It's a little different for everybody. It's definitely a whirlwind your rookie year. You're going straight from your senior season to combine training to the combine or whatever bowls you're doing. And then you're right into your rookie season. So it's really a nonstop deal, and you just have to take it as it comes, have fun with it, but do your best and always give that relentless effort.
All right, Jason, I appreciate you taking the time today. Best of luck on Sunday.